A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Calkins at Jeff_Calkins, daily Memphian columnist. And also, he is the host of the Jeff Calkins Show, 9 to 11, right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Jeff, how's it going?
Good. I admired your spiking technique. Was happy to see the news, burst of blue, all of that. Great,
yes.
Happiness. It's funny, we were talking today. I had my man Charles Fishman on today on my show, and he said, he pointed out that worldwide and in this country, the birth rate is declining in a worrisome fashion.
Right.
I forgot, the 1950s, the average woman had 4 point something births. And now nearly 5 it was, and now it's, less than half that. And and he pointed out that here at 92.9, we're doing our part.
We're definitely doing our part.
We are absolutely doing our part as proud Americans, and you are doing your part. So I was glad to see that.
We're reproducing at a pretty ridiculous rate, though. Yeah, I will say that. It's kind of insane.
Some might be a little worried about, why exactly, of all the people to reproduce, that station of talk show hosts is not what we need. We do not need more of that, but there was, nevertheless.
Yeah.
I'm done, hopefully, with God willing. I seem to be done with reproducing, but the rest of you are doing a fine job.
And it seems like the fertility rate, there's people, obviously, we support these people that can't have children, that have issues with it. We don't seem to have any of that here. It is just, it's straightforward, understood, no issues.
Keep arriving. Yeah, exactly. As reliable as, turning on the radio at 4 o'clock and there's Gabe. It's the same degree of reliability.
100%. 100%. Now, let's go to Grizzly Summer League. Zach Edey, 14 points, 15 rebounds. Let's see. He had an assist, a steal, and 4 blocks. How do you feel about the first look here at Zach Edey in the Grizzlies uniform?
Someone did ask me if it's too early to change Mount Moriah to Mount Edey. And I said, no, absolutely not. It should have been done days ago at this point, right? The giddiness is, it was fun to watch, and we can discuss it in detail, but it was fun to watch. It's fun to be this excited about a player, and Memphians are. And I compared it, I was trying to think of the last summer league that felt, have... And sort of, what's the closest comparison to this? Obviously, there was much more excitement about you know, when the Grizzlies drafted Ja, like he was, this is not the same universe. But it did remind me a little bit of the night that Jaren went off in his first summer league game.
The 8-3s.
Yeah, and you're just raining threes, right? And the Grizzlies were obviously counting on Jaren to be more. Like, they were counting on Jaren, you know, to emerge as a franchise player. Part of what's interesting about Zach Edey is we're looking at him purely through the lens of, can he fit as this missing piece? In other words, if he had had the exact same night that he had last night and were the draft pick of the Wizards or the Hawks at 1 or 2 or something, right? Like, you wouldn't be giddy about it. You'd be right. Like, well, that's fine, but that's not what we're looking at. You know, we're looking at a guy who we hope steps in and fills a role. And I don't know how you couldn't be thrilled with what you saw last night. I mean, the points are whatever. I don't think anyone's really worried about his
right.
ability to score. I think we know he will be able to score around the rim. I think the fun thing to watch was, you know, setting screens. And then you see it with Scottie Pippen Jr., but you imagine it with Ja, right? Like, what's that going to look like when he is unlocking Ja? And I think, you know, it's easy to get excited about that. The rebounding, the screen setting, the chippiness was fun, too. Like, he's got a little grizzly in him. There's no question about that. That's part of it. And then I even thought defensively, he moved well. He obviously got the 4 blocks. That's something we'd heard a lot. But, you know, that Zach Lyman has been saying all along is that one of the reasons he wasn't more effective as blocking shots in college was that he wasn't called upon to because they didn't want him to get fouls. Well, last night, of course, you've got all the fouls you want in summer league. But beyond that, he can play more aggressively. And so if you watched him, though, he didn't look like a guy who can't move. And so I thought he moved well. Like, what did you want to see that you didn't see? I just thought it was incredibly encouraging.
The
game, summer league, I got all that. But what else did you want?
The only thing that really was I don't even know if I call it a negative because I expected this to be the case. When he got into the pick and roll coverages and in that drop coverage, little to no resistance at guys getting up from the Jazz, sort of warm-up jumpers. But that's something right. you expect, and that's something that Steven Adams struggled with. That's something that Jonas Valanciunas struggled with. And I think that, obviously, it's his first look at how he's going to be utilized in that role. I think it'll take time there. But I think what defensively we saw last night is sort of what you were talking about. The thought of him and Jaren Jackson Jr. next to each other as rim protection, like, I don't know if there's going to be a lot of teams that try to take it into the paint and go score on those guys.
Yeah, I mean, Drew Hill was out there for the Daily Memphian. You can read his piece over there. And he was talking, you know, the coach afterwards said, made that exact point. He said, and you know, once you get real games cranked up, it's not just going to be him. It's going to be him and Jaren. And that's like, you know, that's a hell of a thing to have to deal with. Plus you're going to have Vince Williams out there and Marcus Smart and whatever else. I think he will have weaknesses defensively. I think there's no question, as you point out. But he's going to have strengths defensively as
right.
well. And so I don't know. Like you just look last night, and again, you're looking at it totally differently than if he were a Piston or a Wizard or a Hawk, when you'd be thinking, is this guy going to be someday one of the best 15 players in the league? Well, that's not the goal. The goal for the Grizzlies is this guy going to be a plug-and-play asset in the next 2 years when we're, you know, trying to make a deep playoff run and stack wins? And I think it was easy to see that, yeah, it looks like so far so good. It was impressive.
Yep. Now, I was talking on Jason and John earlier, and John brought up the point. He said he's already seen what he needs to see from Zach Edey. Shut him down. We don't need to see any rolled ankles or anything like that. Even though he had a rolled ankle and got in what, a minute and a half yesterday.
Right.
I mean, it was phenomenal. The toughness, he even got a technical in his first summer league action, trying to back up Jake LaRavia. But like, do you buy into that at all? I said at least
no.
my answer was at least let him get through Salt Lake Summer League, and then we can deal with Vegas when we get to it.
These guys are going to be playing basketball. They're not like going to go sit in a in a easy chair until camp starts. They're going to be playing basketball. Why does it matter if they're playing in the summer league or, you know, playing, you know, with other people somewhere else? It doesn't. It the idea that you would shut him down is silly. But honestly, one of his the strengths is his durability. Like, this is not a guy who you have to, at least we'll see. I mean, he's a massive man, and you always worry about big guys and their feet and legs and everything else. But it's not a guy who you have to treat with kid gloves, who has not historically been treated with kid gloves. He plays and plays and plays and plays and plays. So, no, I don't think he needs, plus listen, there's not a hell of a lot going on.
Right.
We do need him.
Yes,
we do need
correct.
To watch.
Correct. We need to be able to come into studio and be able to talk about Zach Edey and what he did night before.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I just don't. I mean, could he get hurt? And all of a sudden you're going to say, well, what? Sure, he could get hurt, but he could, you know, he could literally get hurt, you know, running with other Grizzlies players or whatever else. So
yeah.
I don't think you're going to ask him to not play basketball from now until the season starts.
And the way I rationalized it,
the way
I rationalized it, at least he's playing against different guys. When you get into camp, you're just playing against your teammates and everything else. This is at least a look against other potential right. NBA players. He played against Walker Kessler, for God's sake, last night, and honestly out-dueled him for the most part. So, like, that to me is a lot better than just waiting for training camp, shutting him down right now, waiting for training camp, and he's playing against the guys on the Grizzlies. I think this is a lot better look than what he'll get in camp.
And as you point out, he still has things to learn.
He is
in this way, he's very different than Jaren. Jaren, when Jaren was drafted based on his tools and despite his relative light production in college, right? It was whereas Zach Edey's being drafted for the opposite reason. It was you wonder about some of the aspects of his tools, foot speed and whatever else. But there's no doubt about his productivity. But he does still have things to learn. He does still have to adjust to the game. He's not going to be given the runway that Jaren is. He's going to be counted on to come in and play well immediately. So every day he has a reputation as a guy who's a sponge and wants to learn. And so I think these games can only help.
Yeah, and then elsewhere, G.G. Jackson, probably not the best showing last night, 0 for 10 from 3, didn't really get his teammates involved all that much, and there was 16 points, sort of stat padded at the end. I guess the question there is, like, going into this season, what do you think his role is? Like, his perfect role, you know, in a rotation with the Grizzlies, what does that look like?
I mean, that's the thing. To me, what was striking about last night is, you would think he would have the self-awareness to know that, okay, I've proven when I'm the guy who takes all the shots that I can put up numbers. I did that last year, right?
Yep.
And so what I haven't proven is that I can fit in around, you know, some other really good players, be efficient, you know, play defense, rebound, sure, contribute offensively, make shots, but not having to be the ball dominant guy. And that's the role he's obviously going to have to play with the Grizzlies, whether it's, you know, at the four, at the three, or wherever. And so to see him come in, and it's not just that he didn't make shots last night, he was forcing shots last night.
100%.
And so it was just sort of like, what are you thinking? Like, really? I don't know. Like, if you're thinking, what does the team want to see from I would think he would know that the team wants to see that I can fit in and play a role and be part of a team framework and all of that. And he just didn't, again, well, whatever. It's one night. He's
sure.
Obviously anxious. He wants to look good. He wants to pick up where he left off. This is certainly, I'm not burying him here, and I'm not saying he can't be what the Grizzlies wanted to be this year. I just found it a little surprising that he tried to do so much knowing that the real questions about him this year are how he's going to fit into a team role, because he did the opposite last night.
Yep. And then I just think for him, it's about getting teammates involved, right? It's just about all of the other things that you didn't show last year. Like you said, come on, man. You know, you don't need to put up 10 threes.
Like the guy
no reason.
Dropped into the second round.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, he did last night.
You know?
But he's going to have more opportunities. He's going to have more opportunities, and hopefully he's getting the coaching behind the scenes to say, all right, tonight we want to see this from you. Because no one cares about wins in summer league. That's the truth of the matter.
Right.
You care about development and learning, and hopefully he can do that. Now, Jake LaRavia, I guess the way I put it last night, the way I will put it, is he looked like an NBA player. He looked like one of the few NBA players out there last night. And I'm not saying this is a guy who's going to be in the rotation next year, but like going into summer league, what you wanted to see from him in year three is that you could be an 11th or 12th guy. If there's some injuries, there's some foul trouble, we can put you in there and we don't fall off a cliff like we did last year when we had to put you into the game. And I'm talking on the Grizzlies when I say we. So it's like I thought that last night was very encouraging on the Jake LaRavia front, but it also was just sort of a pickup from the last few games last year.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't make all the shots. He was 2-for-8 from three. His numbers weren't as he honestly looked better than his numbers made him look in the end. Like, I thought you're exactly right. I thought he looked like he belonged. He looked comfortable off the dribble. Like, he looked good. And he was guarding. Like, I was impressed. And you're absolutely right. He, you know, through his end of the season, he sort of made people think, oh, well, maybe he's not going to be a total waste, right? That's sort of what it was. And now, unless he's the guy who's sent packing to clean up the end of the roster, it does. It feels like he's going to be someone who's not in the rotation to start the year, you know, provided good health. But if there's anything we know, it's that everyone won't be healthy every night. And so there will be nights when you're going to call upon that person, to be in the rotation. Taylor Jenkins likes to play a 10-man rotation. He's going to be in the rotation at some point. And you want him to you know, feel like he can step in and contribute. And I don't know. I came away, obviously the Edie thing was the main thing.
Sure.
Right? But I think between LaRavia and Scottie Pippen Jr. both,
sure.
Like you came away thinking, oh, that could be useful during the course of this year, right? I mean, that's how I felt like about both of them watching them last night.
Yeah, and Scottie Pippen Jr., I mean, you have Derrick Rose sort of, wasting away with that roster spot, and we'll see what happens with him. But Scottie Pippen Jr. seems like the better player, without question, at this point in both of their careers. And I wonder, like, at some point, if the Grizzlies decide to go ahead and say, all right, you're not on a two-way anymore. We can waive somebody and throw you on the active roster. And you'd be on a cost-controlled deal. It wouldn't cost a lot. And we don't have to deal with all the luxury tax implications. It just seems like that's a guy who can stick pretty substantially on this roster going forward.
It does feel like they're committed to Derrick Rose, right?
Sure.
But I feel pretty comfortable with him as a backup, playing the role of a backup point guard. The problem is that in the two-way, when you're on a two-way, there's a limit. You know, it's limited
right. How
many minutes you can play. And so, we'll see. Ultimately, will it be a position, will they be in a position where they're going to have to elevate him? Maybe, because he may be that valuable. But given that they're committed to Derrick Rose, it feels like they're going to piece together ball handling duties between, Marcus Smart, Desmond Bane, whatever, Scottie Pippen when needed, because Ja's not going to play every single game, right? I mean, that's just true. And I think when he doesn't play, Scottie Pippen Jr. will be there to play.
Yep. And then final thing on the game last night, I am already in love with Cam Spencer. I can't help it. I can't hide it. I just can't. He's got some fire about him. He knocked down, 3 of 5 threes last night?
Yep.
He was really good out there. And he looked like a guy who would fit on this roster. Obviously, they have to deal with what they have to deal with the roster. And I don't think they're going to convert him immediately by any stretch of the imagination. But that's a fun player. That's a fun player to have on a two-way playing in a hustle uniform for some time.
He also is the guy, and this according to Drew Hill, Zach Edey in the final moments, when they're trailing and they need the missed free throw by Jake LaRavia and then the tap-in by Edey. Cam Spencer went up to Edey beforehand and said, remember, there's not enough time for you to bring this ball down. All we have time for is for you to tip it in. And Edey after said, I hadn't quite put that together. And so
right. So
there he is. What is he, 24? He's been the coach on the he's been the coach on the floor as well. And it honestly, the way that people were missing shots last night, the way the Grizzlies were missing shots last night, it was nice to see him just come in and bang in a few. I mean, the guy's a shooter, obviously a terrific shooter. And so will he, you know, will he be able to stay on the floor because of his physical limitations someday? I mean, that's the, that is the big question with Cam Spencer. But yes, 100%. You know he's going to make shots, and you know he's going to, you know, play the right way.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. Now, talking with Jeff Calkins, at Jeff_Calkins on X, Daily Memphian columnist, also hosts the Jeff Calkins Show, 9 to 11, right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Now, Ed Scott had his, the new AD at the University of Memphis, had his contract sort of ironed out, and you can let me know if there's any other memorandums or addendums that you feel are noteworthy. The one that's the most noteworthy to me, though, is if they end up in a power conference, he gets $250,000. My first thought, I hate that this is my first thought, Jeff. If he is able to get that done where other people in the past have failed, I feel like it should be more than $250,000. I feel like that should be a $1 million bonus. I feel like that should be a very, very expensive bonus if he's able to get them into the ACC or the Big 12.
Well, as Jeffrey pointed out, if he does that, he'll get a new contract.
Sure.
So I don't think it's just a matter of, I don't think it's just a matter of he's going to get his $250,000 and go home. I think he'll get a new contract, and hell, he might get a job anywhere he wants. I mean, there's a buyout, whatever, but I was surprised it was that light a number as well. I would have thought it would have been more than $250,000. I mean, hell, he is eligible for $500,000 a year in other bonuses related to performance and academics and other sorts of things. And so, if he is the one who can get him in, by all means, he deserves the $250,000 and another $250,000 and another $250,000. Of course, the truth of the matter is, if they happen to get into a power conference, and the way it's described is a conference with an automatic bid to the college football playoff. So if he were to do that, it's an interesting question of how much it is the AD. Like, how much is it the AD?
Right.
Who does that, or how much is it is the president, how much is it Fred, how much of it is it, like, there's all kinds of things that go into that. But yes, he will get, if he can be the one who delivers, he will get his rewards, I'm certain.
Now holler at me about his chances. I mean, any different? I mean, I think they're in a better spot than they have been, you know, previously, but the openings are not there, seemingly.
There's no opening, so we'll see. I mean, the cliche thing that everyone says is all we can do is what we can do is take care
control
of ourselves.
The controllables.
And it is cliche. It's also true. It's also true. So they have to control the controllables. They have to do what they can do. But he's got to build a good football stadium. He's got to fill up a football stadium. He's got to raise the extra money. He's got to, deal with any NCAA issues that come down the pike. He's got to do all those things, and Memphis has to win football games and look good on TV. And then if there is an opening, I think they're pretty well positioned. But that's all he can do. And if there's no opening, it won't make a difference. But it's about executing. We know what the tasks are for him, because really Laird got him started,
right?
And the challenge now is executing those tasks that are in front of him.
Yep, 100%. It starts with the $27 million, or maybe it's less at this point, but $27 million going to stadium renovations. That's first and foremost. That should be first checklist item, I'd imagine.
Get the $27 million, unlock the extra money, and then you've got to figure out exactly, you've got to build a, it's not easy to manage this kind of a construction project. And then you got to figure out Laird was very open about this. He said, it's going to cost us more money to run that stadium. There's many more expenses.
Sure.
So now what you do, though, you have to figure out how to use that stadium to generate more revenue to pay those expenses. Honestly, among other things, he's going to be raising ticket prices. It's not going to make it popular, but he's going to have to raise ticket prices. That's part of the deal. They're going to have more seats that generate higher, and more amenities and all of that. And so there's a lot that needs to be done, it seems to me, over the next couple years that have nothing to do directly with getting into a new conference, but that if you handle it deftly, can help the cause.
Now, final thing for Jeff Calkins at Jeff_Calkins on X. We haven't heard a lot about Memphis basketball lately, and that's probably a good thing, to be honest with you, because sometimes it'll be drama, and we don't want to hear any more drama or podcast clippings that we have to break down every word out of Penny Hardaway's mouth, so it's a good thing. But with that, I think it does show especially on the recruiting front, that they are their roster set. And with that, you know, the question that gets raised to me all the time, where does this roster, in your opinion, from an excitement standpoint, everything else, rank in Penny Hardaway 7 years? I think it's very similar to, you know, the Kendrick Davis roster from 2022. I think that's the closest comparison. Obviously, we don't know how that's going to end, if they're going to have a similar year where from start to finish it seems like there's less drama and they overachieve. But where do you think this roster ranks of the seven rosters that have been put together by Penny Hardaway?
I mean, you know, it's an interesting question because I asked John at this at one point, and he pointed out that the reputation of this roster in advance may be different than the, I mean, the question is this better than the very young James Wiseman, Precious Achiuwa? Like, those were highly ranked players.
And super exciting. That was an exciting time.
Incredibly young. Alex Lomax. Like, people were super excited about Alex Lomax and Tyler Harris starting as a backcourt, freshman, right?
Right.
So in buzz and reputation, that backcourt was much more exciting than the backcourt we have next year. In actual ability to play basketball next year, or, you know, this year's backcourt, it seems to be, now that we know, like, there's a real learning curve for Alex Lomax and Tyler Harris. So in terms of reputation and excitement, that backcourt much higher than this backcourt. I think, I mean, you can compare it to the Kendrick Davis and the DeAndre one, but that roster had Kendrick Davis and DeAndre on it. Literally, maybe the two best players in the conference.
Sure.
This roster doesn't have anything like that on it. It is, we hope.
You hope it's P.J. Haggerty.
Players. Yeah, you hope it's P.J. Haggerty, but you squint and you say, that's Kendrick Davis. Well, he's not. When Kendrick Davis came here, he was the best player in the conference already.
Yep.
And so, I think the depth of this roster may be better, right? I think that's possible. But in terms of excitement, I don't know. Is it? It's close to the bottom, right?
Yeah.
In terms of the actual anticipation and excitement, but that doesn't mean it's a.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bunch of old transfer players. So they actually will be better college basketball players than freshman Tyler Harris and freshman Alex Lomax. Right.
Yeah, and I don't think the excitement was that high with DeAndre and Kendrick's team.
No, it wasn't.
It just wasn't. But they overachieved.
No, the excitement wasn't, but that you look back at it, they had things that this roster does not have, which is by that, you know, one reason the excitement wasn't high is that they hadn't done anything at that point. Some of the shine was starting to wear off Penny Hardaway era,
sure.
Right? And you were used to having, you know, a top 10, you know, a top 5 recruiting class and all that sort of thing. So I think that's sort of why there was less excitement. But, I mean, if we did a draft right now of that team and this team, you know, I pick a player, you pick a player, and we'll divide up both rosters and see who the first two players are both on that team,
yes,
not on this team.
100%. You know? But then I think you have a nice little run worthy of, I mean.
Then you have a nice little run of this team.
Yes.
Yeah. And then you have a nice little run of this team. There's no question.
Yeah.
Maybe the next four players. Right?
But the truth of it is, and this is what I keep sticking by, I think when we look at the Penny Hardaway era, you know, dealing with players and, you know, rosters in general, it feels like less is more. Less ultimately equals more.
Well,
the more,
we will hope.
The more, yeah, true, yeah. True. But the more
the fewer choices he has, right?
Yes, the fewer choices he has, the less satisfied. The less he has to worry about rotations and everything else. But there is a double-edged sword there because if you have injuries, this could get a little bit weird and wonky.
And it goes to why there's not, literally, if the argument for why we should be excited about this season is less is more, it shows why.
That's a good
that's
point.
That's not an argument that's going to get people, you know, thrilled.
True.
Hey, we got less talent, less ability, less whatever. Could be better.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
So, I think they're going to have a harder time selling tickets. Let's be honest, this year. I just think so. But that doesn't mean it can't be, you know, a team that, you know, wins two games in the NCAA tournament. And right. It could evolve and be that team. But they're going to have to obviously prove it on the floor.
100%. No doubt about it. But, Jeff, I appreciate it. Thanks for popping on.
Yeah. See you.
Thanks, yes, sir. Bye. That's Jeff Calkins at Jeff_Calkins on X, Daily Memphian columnist. Also hosts the Jeff Calkins Show 9 to 11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Let's go ahead and grab a break on that note. And when we come back, we'll have more of the Gabe Kuhn Show right here on 92.9 FM ESPN.
College football kicks off. And as of today, we have Big 12 Media Days rolling along in Las Vegas, of all places. They've upgraded with the four corner schools from the Pac-12, so they have 16 schools. So now they're trying to expand out west. And we're sort of paying attention, really, to what this means and what the Big 12 is planning to do as far as expansion. Now, I'll be honest, not a lot was said by Brett Yormark today as far as expansion and what's the future of the Big 12 Conference. It really does feel like, as Ed Scott, the new University of Memphis AD, put it last week, that they're pretty comfortable with what they have currently. Now, Brett Yormark did say a few things because he may be the cockiest conference commissioner on the face of the earth at this moment because of what he ended up doing to the Pac-12 and what he has done to really strengthen the Big 12 and put them in a really good spot as probably the third best conference. But a couple of quotes. We'll just sort of skim through these. Quote, I will not stop until we are the number one conference in America, end quote. All right, those are strong words. It's going to be really hard to get to that point, but I guess if the ACC comes apart, you make some strategic moves with Clemson and Florida State, which I don't know if that would happen ultimately. Maybe you could strengthen yourself to a point where you could get on the same level, but reaching the Big Ten and the SEC, I at least in my lifetime, your lifetime, Connor, don't really see that happening. Don't really see that happening. But he did say, we have also solidified ourselves as one of the top three conferences in America. I will agree with that wholeheartedly. You are correct, sir. You are correct. You are stating the obvious, though. It makes a lot of sense with the additions you've made the past couple of years, why you're in that top three. But you are number three. Don't they? I mean, top three, I think you're overdoing it a little bit. You are third. You're the third best conference in America. And then he went on to say, because of the new four corner schools and some of the schools they got out of the Pac-12, that the league is exploring new TV windows to, quote, highlight, elevate, and amplify our football programs. And, okay, sure. What does that mean, though, in my opinion? Like, what does that mean? In my opinion, it's really he's just saying we're going to take the Pac-12's old TV windows and play Pac-12 at dark, but they're now Big 12 at dark, right? I mean, that's all it is. Big 12 after dark instead of Pac-12 after dark.
That sounds like exactly what it is.
But I liked it when it was Pac-12 after dark, too. It's not anything new. You're not exploring new windows in general. You're just doing it on behalf of your conference. I want you to be clear on that. But it is going to be very bizarre to see sort of Big 12 in that new sort of Pac-12 window. I wonder what the ACC is going to do, though, with that, too, with Cal and Stanford as well. Like, are they going to... They have most of their schools right there on the East Coast. It wouldn't make a whole lot of sense for them to try to have those late night games.
But right.
We'll see. We'll see how that all works out. It feels like the Big 12 is going to have a hold on all those, and then the Mountain West. And then also, I thought this was the smartest thing he said all day, and it really does show why he's been so successful as the Big 12 commissioner in just a short time. He said that, yeah, we just signed our new TV rights deal, with basketball and football all included. He says in 2030 he's going to try something different, though. And he says he wants to bifurcate, in other words, split up football and basketball into their own entity and sell those packages differently on a TV deal. And I think that that's something that a lot of conferences will follow. I think that he probably shouldn't have shown his hand there, because now I think the SEC and the Big Ten will definitely see that. And I think that's something that would definitely strengthen the amount of money that you're getting for both sports.
That's a really interesting idea, and I do think it could lead to more cash flow for them. So, yeah, no, that's not a bad idea at all.
Yeah, but you know who won the day? You know who won the day or
who?
Lost the
who
day?
Won? Who?
Lost, win, same thing, really. You made news. That's Mike Gundy, and we'll talk about Ollie Gordon later. Ollie Gordon is his star running back, ran for 1,700 yards, got a DUI, and it looks like Mike Gundy's not going to suspend him. We'll talk about that decision later. But Mike Gundy, I mean, as of like 30 minutes ago, stepped up and was talking with the Big 12 Network and sort of going back and forth about the Ollie Gordon story. And this is what he had to say about the situation.
So I looked it up on my phone. What would be the legal limit? Like in Oklahoma is 0.08 and Ollie was 0.1. So I looked
That's
it up.
That's a lot.
And it was
That's a lot.
Based on body weight, not to get into the legal side of it, but I thought really two or three beers or four. I'm not justifying what Ollie did. I'm telling you what decision I made. Well, I thought I've probably done that 1,000 times in my life. And I, you know, it's just fine. So I got lucky.
Buddy.
People get lucky.
Buddy.
Ollie made a decision that he wished he could have done better.
Buddy, just turn it down.
But
is
when
he
I talked to Ollie, I told
the crux of the conversation's already there. He just admitted that he's driven drunk probably 1,000 times.
Well,
he has gone out of his way to admit that he has probably been at a 0.1 behind the vehicle, behind the wheel, over 1,000 times, which is like absolutely insane. And then he said he got lucky. I mean, listen, we'll talk about the Ollie Gordon decision. I think you and I probably have differing opinions on the whole thing about the punishment in itself. But that was diarrhea of the mouth. And the fact that it's like what made me laugh, I think, the most, how on brand for Mike Gundy is it to do his own research on DUIs? Like, that is just like so Mike Gundy it hurts. That is exactly doing his own research, looking it up on his phone, trying to figure it out about DUIs. I wonder if he learned this stuff on OAN.
He's leaving out the liquor bottles that were in the car.
Yeah, he is, dude.
Weird, huh? Yeah, just it's three or four beers, except he had two open bottles of liquor also in the car with him.
He did his own research on DUI.
Did that come into your research?
His own research on DUI. Hmm. I just can't get over that.
No, it's just the cherry on top is the mullet.
And then he's admit. I mean, listen, he looks like the type of guy that would admit that he's driven drunk over things.
I mean, his skin looks like leather, so yeah.
He's almost like, it's like he's bragging. Like, I've gotten lucky. 1,000 times I've been behind the wheel drunk by the legal limit, according to the legal limit. Haven't gotten caught. What's his deal, man?
You want a sticker?
He needs help. That guy needs help. He runs a decent football program. But he is just, that was diarrhea of the mouth.
Yeah.
Don't try to explain through it. Just move
It's so
on.
Easy to not drink and drive. It's so easy.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. I really do. Now, also, this is, like I mentioned, 45 days away from the football season. So we're going to have SEC Media Days coming up in a week. ACC Media Days coming up in a couple weeks. And did you see what DJU said today about Florida State?
I did see this.
Florida State quarterback DJU Uiagalelei said that he will not attend ACC Media Days, even though Mike Norvell asked him to. But he said he will not do so because he wants the players who were part of last year's championship team to be recognized. Now, I'm gonna ask you sort of from the outside, because I know how I feel about this and I don't feel as warm and fuzzy. But I'm going to ask you, like, from the outside, not having been in, like, a football locker room in college, like, this does kind of look – this looks like a good – showing of love.
Sure.
To the new team you're involved in,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's I took it as you probably don't have to do that, and it may be a little try hard, but at the end of the day, I think his heart's in the right spot, and yes, he's trying to endear himself to his new teammates.
Let me just tell you, though, from inside the locker room, that doesn't do anything to endear you. Like, most guys don't want to go to media days. Most guys don't want to hop on the plane and have a Saturday or a Thursday take, whatever the hell it is. They don't want to, whatever their turn is, they don't want to hop on a plane and go to another state and have to deal with media days and being asked questions every second. Like, I don't know if it's going, people are going to say, of course, the locker room, they're going to love this. This is a great display of unity and leadership. That's not what it's going to land like in a locker room. They're not going to care. They might make fun of him for it. Quite
that's
frankly.
Why it's like, kind of it's a tad corny. It's very corny. It's a bit Russell Wilson.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think that there is some people that could view this as, and I'm not trying to completely be cynical because I'm not trying to be. But there's some people, I've seen these things. There's some people that could view it as like, are you doing this for the media? Or are you doing this for us?
Oh, I see.
You had to shout it out. Because quite frankly, here's the thing, Connor. He didn't have to put out like a statement.
I thought he was leaving when I saw it for the first. I was like, "Is he leaving?"
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to like poke holes in his meaning behind the message. But the fact that you put out a statement via your social media for the media to pick up, is it for us or is it for them?
Right.
That's
totally
the question I would have.
That makes a lot of sense to me. So what you're saying is that he may have actually pissed someone off because they have to take his spot now at Media Days.
Like,
I also, Media Days is not to harp on last season, though.
No,
it's to talk about this upcoming season. And you are the starting quarterback for Florida State. So,
but you're going to see a lot of people that say, oh, the locker room's going to love this.
And can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Could this be that DJ's been in college football for a while now and he's done media days before and he doesn't want to do it again?
Yeah, he didn't.
Is this a tell your story?
Is this a tell your story? I think this is a tell your story. He didn't have to put out a statement, and I just find it strange that like this is like front page news, like ESPN's picking it up, and it's like it's strange to me.
My first reaction was it's a little corny.
Yeah. But you'll get a lot of people, and I've already seen it out there on the socials.
The boosters probably love it.
I've already seen it on the socials. Oh, what a great showing. This guy, he's a leader, if I've ever seen a leader. The locker room's going to respond so positively to this. My only thing that I would say to those people is, unless you've been in a locker room, I don't know if you really understand the reaction that a locker room would have to something like this. They either don't care, which is probably the most meaningful reaction he'll get. They probably don't give a damn, or he might catch a little flack for it. So I found this whole story a little bit strange, and I know some people will come at me for this take, but hey, it is what it is. Let's go ahead and grab a break though on that note, and we'll get into small talk. And today's small talk has to do with EA College Football 25. Of course it does. Connor and I are millennials, but Arch Manning, it has to do with EA College Football 25 and our guy Arch Manning. That's gonna be next.
Here on 92.9, we talk ball every weekday from 4 till 7 p.m. Except right now, it's time for Big Man Small Talk on 92.9's Gabe Kuhn Show.
And Small Talk is brought to you by Conway Services, reputable service available 7 days a week. Now we go to EA Sports College Football 25, where the longest holdout is no longer held out. Arch Manning, backup quarterback for the University of Texas, has officially opted into the game, and he announced it via a commercial that EA Sports College Football 25 put on their own social media. It was him and Eli, his uncle, basically going through having fun. Eli was coaching him up, and he was playing the game while he had shoulder pads on. You can go back and watch it. But it is being reported that he got $50,000 to $60,000 to promote college football 25 on top of the $600 that every single student athlete receives, and then a copy of the game for opting in. So he got $50,000 to $60,000 to promote college football 25 on top of what everybody else gets. I find it strange that he held out this long, Connor. He held out clearly for NIL money and to be a bigger part of the rollout than a lot of people. And it seems that he got that, ultimately opted in, and made it happen.
But no, Gabe, he sat out because he didn't want it to be a distraction.
That's what I'm saying.
So he went and made a commercial.
That's what I'm saying.
It's the Aaron Rodgers playbook part of it. No distractions.
You also want to have another conversation where there was a little hypocrisy with this whole thing.
You don't say.
Wasn't he the guy and his whole family, weren't they the guys when he came out of high school and went to Texas? Oh, he's not worried about NIL. He's not worried about all this earning potential he has. He's just trying to make his mark at the University of Texas, rise up the ranks in that quarterback room. But he held out until he got a $50,000 to $60,000 payday. It's a little disingenuous.
It's disingenuous, but at the same time, man, hey, you got your bag.
No, I'm not blaming him, but I'm a bit annoyed by it.
But
if all of the stuff was never said on the front end, right, I wouldn't be as annoyed
right
on the back
just
end.
Just say that you were waiting out for more money. We would have been like, okay.
And then he said it was a distraction.
Right. Don't do that.
How
crap
is that a distraction?
Don't do that. Just tell us that you're waiting for more money. It's fine.
And even
just
though,
say that.
Even when he said it was a distraction, it was more of a distraction that he held out.
Right.
That was the... It's just, he is going to the Aaron Rodgers school of keeping the noise down.
He's still a novice.
Limiting
though.
The noise.
Yeah, he's still on step one. Rodgers is like all the way at the top there.
Yeah.
There's an ocean between the two of them still. So it's a bit annoying, but at the same time, hey, you got your money.
I mean, in the end of the day, too, can we be honest? Yes, I want him in the game.
I'm not sure
there are people that want to play with him. That's fine. He is the backup quarterback in Texas. He is the backup.
Honestly forgot that he wasn't in the game until the commercial came out.
I
was like,
curious.
Oh, that's right. Archie wasn't in the game.
My next question is something that we could probably look up and we could probably figure out on the back end. I wonder what Quinn Ewers got paid to promote the game versus Arch Manning.
Right.
He's Who
on
got
it.
More? Who got? He's on it, and I think he's in a lot of the promos and everything.
Right.
So I wonder if I'm sure he got paid more, but how much more compared to his backup? I don't
Interesting.
Know. I don't know.
We got to dive into the numbers.
Interesting dynamics working that are at play here. And also, my other question was, did EA Sports College Football 25 allow Omaha Productions, Peyton's production company, to produce the commercial that we saw today?
Probably so.
I wonder. It just feels like they've done some angling here, clearly. They've done some angling to find a little bit of extra money, a little bit of cushion here for Arch and the family before they've actually opted into this game. They made a big deal about it,
and
now
so
ultimately
up.
It's here. I mean, how many days are we away now?
Not very few.
Very few. Are you pre-ordered?
I'm not pre-ordered, but I'm just going to download it.
I'm just going to download it as soon as it comes out. Like a normal person.
Yeah, I'm not the type of guy, I don't game enough to get all the extras and things like that. I do think, though, I hadn't thought about this because we haven't discussed it in a little bit. The Dynasty League that we're going to do, we can't do it together. So we'll almost have to do a PlayStation division and a Xbox division for the show, which means, though, Memphis has opened up for me. I can take the Tigers
take
now.
Memphis.
So I can take Memphis. So it's Tennessee. They're the team. You know, I'm a Tennessee fan and I root for Tennessee football. But for some reason, I feel more connected to Memphis football. I think because we've talked to the players and all. So I'm going to be rolling with the Tigers for
my
NCAA
plan worked
25.
Since you took over. My plan worked.
Gabe, I graduated from the University of Memphis. I was at your games.
But you've always been a Vol football fan.
Sure, but you know, I still always have love for Memphis.
Yeah, no, for sure. For sure.
Well, I was cussing at Ole Miss fans in the stands. Don't you worry.
Well done. Do that. Keep doing that. Now, going on to hour number three, we're going to get back into some...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back-to-school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back-to-school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest. Plus, an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
Working that are at play here. And also my other question was, did EA Sports College Football 25 allow Omaha Productions, Peyton's production company, to produce the commercial that we saw today?
Probably so.
I wonder. It just feels like they've done some angling here, clearly. They've done some angling to find a little bit of extra money, a little bit of cushion here for Arch and the family. Before they've actually opted into this game, they made a big deal about it.
I'm so fired up.
It's here. I mean, how many days are we away now?
Very few.
Are you pre-ordered?
I'm not pre-ordered, but I'm just going to download it.
I'm just going to download it as soon as it comes out. Like a normal person.
Yeah, I'm not the type of guy. I don't game enough to get all the extras and things like that. I do think, though, I hadn't thought about this because we haven't discussed it in a little bit. The Dynasty League that we're going to do, we can't do it together. So we'll almost have to do a PlayStation division and a Xbox division for the show, which means, though, Memphis has opened up for me. I can take the Tigers now. Memphis. So I can take Memphis. So it's Tennessee. They're the team. You know, I'm a Tennessee fan, and I root for Tennessee football. But for some reason, I feel more connected to Memphis football. I think because we've talked to the players and all. So I'm going to be rolling with the Tigers for
my
NCAA
plan worked
25.
Since you took over. My plan worked.
I graduated from the University of Memphis. I was at your games.
But you've always been a Vol football fan.
Sure, but you know, I still always have love for Memphis.
Yeah, no, for sure. For sure.
Well, I was cussing at Ole Miss fans in the stands. Don't you worry.
Well done. Do that. Keep doing that. Now, going on to hour number three, we're going to get back into some.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest. Plus, an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again?
With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.